I think actually the Mock Turtle was talking about the tortoise. They called him Tortoise because he taught us, I think that was. And of course, you don't pronounce the R in British English, so. Well, go ahead.
What about one, say, an ocean going variety? Any different name?
Turtle.
Any particular name you would use for one that burrows in the ground?
I didn't know they burrowed in the ground.
Something that you could find in streams. Some people eat them, some people use them for bait. They look like little lobsters.
Crawfish, but I'm not really sure that I know exactly what crawfish are.
What about these insects that you see at night flying around lights, bulbs outside, street lights? What would you call them?
I suppose I would say moth. My mother said Miller.
But not camouflage?
No.
What about more than one moth? You say you have two.
Moths.
Insects that sting. What are some that come to mind?
Hornet. And wasp. And bee. And yellow jacket. Now, I don't really know the distinctions among those things. When one would get inside, I think we would usually say, there's a hornet. Come kill the hornet. But whether it was really a hornet, I don't know.
What about these things that make their nests out of something that looks like mud, usually on the side of your house? What are those?
I don't know whether that's a dirt dauber or not. I've heard of dirt dauber, but I don't even for sure know that a dirt dauber is a kind of bee.
Do you know whether they sting or not?
I have no idea.
And this insect that you can sometimes see at night flying around and it'll flash on and off like that.
It's a lightning bug.
And what about the one that you say you didn't go fishing much, but he stays around ponds and occasionally lights on your boat? He has long wings.
Well, dragonfly.
Any other term you've ever used?
Just dragonfly. Okay.
Oh, what about more than one wasp? You have two.
Wasps.
And these things that you might be sitting on your porch and you'll have to swat them like that. Might sting you.
Yes, those are mosquitoes, and that's why I very seldom sit outside, because they eat me at a ferocious rate.
Well, what about these things that might burrow up under your skin and make it itch? You would call them?
I think I would say chiggers. To the best of my knowledge, I've never had an experience with chiggers.
No. Different types of snakes? You know any names for them?
Rattlesnakes, water moccasin, cottonmouth. But these are chiefly terms that I'm recalling from high school science classes, I think. I really have very little experience with snakes. The only snake I can ever remember seeing around here was when I was quite a small child, and there was a little green garden snake, harmless snake, out in the rose garden at the side of the house. And I have never seen a snake in this neighborhood since then.
And the insect you're likely to see hopping around in your front yard, some green, some black.
Grasshopper.
Ever heard them call anything else?
No.
Have you ever heard people call them hoppergrass?
Never.
These things that can gather in the corners of your house, you might have to get a broom or something to get them out. You call them
cobwebs.
And is that the same thing as what you might be likely to see outside, maybe between two bushes?
I don't think I would say cobweb outside. I think I would probably say spiderweb. I might say spiderweb inside.
Okay. And the part of the tree that grows underground, you call?
Roots.
Do you know if